Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Jerusalem. So is Jah around his children. From this time, even forevermore. See ya.
I hear caterpillars crawling through the grass so late at night. I hear the earthworms wiggling in the early morning light. I can hear grasshoppers hopping on their feet so light and small. But no matter what I'm doing, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call. I can always hear the secrets that my parents want to keep. I can hear them late at night when they think that I'm asleep. When they're whispering in the cellar, I can hear them in the hall. But when they want to get me, I can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call. They took me to the doctor, she wired up my ears. I heard the softest sound that anyone ever hears. She gave me a diploma, it's hanging on my wall. It says my ears are great, I just can't hear my parents call. I can't hear my parents call, though they call out loud and clear. They can shout until they're hoarse, it will never reach my ears. If they're shouting in the summer, screaming in the fall, any season, any reason, I can't hear my parents call.
Mawasamboa,
Mawasamboa,
oh. Thank you. Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
I was on my way home. I tripped and cut my leg on a round stone. Why was my blood cold? I'd not felt that warm since I left you standing there. Standing there. Hello. So I turned and I came back. Words flowing like a silent soundtrack. Where had my voice gone? Cold lips, no feeling to act on. Standing there. Standing there. Hello. Forever is a long time, but never draws a straight line through what we know we had. Today is a new day, tomorrow isn't far away, but I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for too long. Yeah, the night got close. From the ground, the mist rose. So thick I couldn't see through. And with the blink of an eye, I missed you standing there. Standing there. Hello. Forever is a long time, but never draws a straight line through what we know. Today is a new day. Tomorrow isn't far away. But I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for too long.
when I was young, Mr. Gunn, in telling us of climate change. He was letting us know about aerosols, the ozone layer, and how man is to blame. Looking back on it, took one class, he didn't want to distract us from real geography. It was only a theory, not proof, really, of every inevitable catastrophe. Could be the pitch for your grandkids, I was told, when I couldn't imagine being 16. I was mad about sports and girls and chores, girls not much thought environmentally. Temperature up by 2 degrees, most of us were really pleased, meant more sun. More time to play on a holiday, the perfect backdrop to our summer fun. And now our planet is burning up. It's been ravaged by our human touch. And catalytic converters, that ain't gonna be enough. Rise from melting ice, not very nice if you live in Great Yarmouth. But I didn't care, I'd never been there, it always seemed to be a little far south. Recycling was for those kids who academically have found it too tough. I remember when CFC meant nothing to me but Chelsea Football Club. Brazil and their massive forest. Oh, we were ripping up trees without reprieve, wiping species out under the horrors. But I still didn't think they'd make the link that the brink and humanity were so near. I worried as much as George Bush's or some big industrial privateer. That ain't gonna be enough.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Thank you. We have a story we want you to hear. So everybody open your ear. We sing because we care. It's a real life drama we are sharing. So it's best to beware. Love things are going out there. Oh, yeah. This is how the story starts. She was with one man and he gave his heart.
She'd pretend to play the part of a faithful wife till death do part.
Slept around with many men,
unprotected now and then.
She did not intend
for this to be the end.
Now she's dying for a cure. She just can't take it. Crying from the core, and nothing can change it. Dying for a cure, and life won't be the same. Dying for a cure. Oh, oh.
This is how the story goes. Was a fool for love, ready to propose.
Was it maybe or supposed? Thought the perfect girl was the one he chose.
Now he's thinking something else.
Worried about his failing health.
Nothing's on the shelf
that ever seems to help.
Now he's dying for a cure. He just can't take it. Crying from the core, and nothing can change it. Dying for a cure.
Will come to light, yeah.
And the moral of the story is trust none but yourself and no one else. And the moral of the story is protection is the best and nothing less.
Now she's dying for a cure. She just can't take it. Crying from the core, and nothing can change it. Dying for a cure.
She was with one man and he gave his heart.
She'd pretend to play the part of a faithful wife till death do part.
Slept around with many men,
unprotected now and then.
She did not intend
for this to be the end.
Now she's dying for a cure. She just can't take it. Crying from the core, and nothing can change.
My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Following me, eyes full of horrors, don't understand.